Hey everybody, Lisa here with Our Story Podcast. I know it has been a considerable amount of time since I posted the introduction, and I just want to thank you for sticking with me. As I've been developing the podcast and learning a lot about editing and production, I now have equipment and new software and a much better vision of what I want from each episode of Our Story. Today, I just want to share with you my vision and give you a preview of the first episode, which will hopefully drop in the next 2 weeks. Once I started recording these interviews, I found that telling someone else's story is an even more personal process than I had imagined. I didn't want to just play these interviews and clean them up. I wanted to really create a piece of art, for lack of a better word, that really shows who each person is. And as it turns out, that takes time and skills. So I've spent the past few months studying everything from sound design to storytelling. I've probably read thousands of articles from transom.org, which is the best resource I've found for documentary style podcasting. Not sponsored, just throwing it out there. And I've listened to most of their library of episodes from their podcast, How Sound. I've tried out every version of audio editing software I could find, and I settled on a product called Hindenburg. It was by far the smoothest and quickest tool for my style of editing. So now I'm back to creating. I've been recording, editing, and re-recording in hopes of finding the perfect tone for the stories I'm trying to tell. I'm finally making progress, and I hope to drop the first official full episode, which tells Lori's story, within the next 2 weeks. After that, my goal is to drop one episode per month for now. Once I get going, I may be able to increase the frequency, but for now, I want to make sure I give each story the time and care it deserves to be developed into a worthwhile piece. So now I would like to play for you a preview of the upcoming first episode. Enjoy.
I'm getting bored.
Me too. Oh, I like that you said that. Who said that?
Me and him.
That's one thing that you need to think about when you're making a video. Is it boring? We don't want it to be boring, right? No. So we want to edit it so it's more interesting.
Why did you think that part of the video was boring?
Because it was taking too long.
Because it was taking too long? What was taking too long?
It was going a little slow.
And what do you think we should do?
Make it faster next time.
I agree. Good job. You are sitting on a dark green circle. I want you to stand up and line up. If you are sitting on an orange circle, please stand up and line up.
As the kindergartners follow their teacher out the door and down the hall to their classroom, Mrs. Diffie grabs a sip of water and quickly prepares the technology lab for the class of second graders who will be arriving at any moment.
I'm Lori Diffie. I am a technology specialist at an urban school district in Little Rock. I work at an elementary magnet school. I used to be a library media specialist, and I did a lot of technology when I was in the library, but last year I decided to move to the role of technology specialist. In my spare time, I do like to read realistic fiction books. I love to go online and look at Pinterest, and even though I'm home, I'm looking at activities and projects and technology type things to do with my students.
As the technology specialist, Lori teaches every class of students in the school, in addition to managing all of the technology available to the classroom teachers. She is also responsible for training the teachers on using technology in their classrooms. This is no small feat, but she gets it all done with the support of her family.
My My mom just recently became a pre-K paraprofessional, and she's been in that role for the last couple of weeks. And my dad drives a big truck, and he hauls logs for various people. I have one brother. He's a police officer at a high school. I'm also married to another teacher. We both work in the same school district. We are not at the same school. My husband is a sixth grade engineering teacher, and he works at a STEM school here in Little Rock.
Although she's surrounded by the support of a family who almost all work in or around education, the stresses of this job still take their toll.
I like my job better on some days than I do on other days. It's a really high-paced, high-stress at times job, trying to keep all of the technology things running in the building, in addition to the teaching of my classes. So I recently made about a page and a half long list of things that I need to do outside of teaching my classes. I teach technology, computer class to the students, computer skills to the students. I like for them to create projects. Last year we did lots of Glogsters and Powtoon projects, and this year I'm going to focus more on some of the software that we currently have. I'm recently teaching the students how to use PhotoStory.
So that's who Lori is now. But how did she get here? How did she become this positive technology specialist who cares so much about these inner city kids? That's what we're here to find out. This is her story. Lori's story begins in rural Arkansas. She grew up in a tiny town whose population hovered right around 100 people. The entire town covered an area of barely 1 square mile.
I grew up in a really small town. A lot of my family lived nearby. Aunts, uncles, cousins were nearby. My grandparents lived just, you know, a few minutes down the road. It was a really small town. When I was younger, we didn't even have a Walmart in the town. The closest Walmart we had was, I believe, like 80 miles away. And so we would have like these little local grocery stores that we could go to. There was no movie theater or skating rink or anything like that. It was just a really small town. I played with my brother a lot. We played outside and I forced him to play with my Barbie dolls. Just a lot of reading and listening to music that was, you know, available at the time. So a lot of kind of finding our own fun, you know, finding our own things to do.
Like most kids, Lori and her brother found plenty of things to do to keep themselves entertained. The freedom to wonder and explore is one of the best parts of growing up in a small town. Rural life often feels safe and comfortable because everyone in the community knows each other. But even the protection of a tightly knit community doesn't keep life from bringing its own scary experiences.
I think I was 10 years old, and I always had this sort of fear of going to the dentist. And whenever I went to the dentist, he had told me, you know, you really need to pull this tooth, or, you know, you're going to have to come back in and we're going to pull it for you. Well, I had that in the back of my mind. I really need to pull this tooth. I really need to pull this tooth. And I really didn't want to. But then, I guess about a couple of weeks later, I noticed like all these different little red spots all over my legs and my arms. And I was bruising real easily. And my parents took me to the doctor and they told me that I didn't need to get cut. That I had some type of condition at the time. They thought I might have gotten it from maybe taking an antibiotic or something. But if I got cut, that they would have trouble stopping the bleeding. So here I am thinking, I've got to pull this tooth. And I wasn't even thinking about, you know, when you pull a tooth, your tooth bleeds. So I just went in the bathroom and pulled this tooth out. And the next thing I know, I was bleeding to death. And so I had to be rushed by ambulance to Children's Hospital in Little Rock. And I had to be given blood and platelets and all that stuff. It was a really scary time because I was a little kid. You know, you're sitting there and the doctors are telling your parents that you could bleed to death.
All right, that's it for the preview. To hear the rest of Lori's story, listen to the full episode when it drops. To keep up with our story, you can subscribe to us on Stitcher or iTunes, coming soon, and follow us on Twitter at Our Story Podcast. While you're waiting for Lori's story, you can go to Twitter and search for hashtag Pottern Family. You can find a lot of independent podcasts out there for pretty much every interest. There's a lot of great things, so go check them out. Before I go, I would like to thank Dr. Turtle for the music used in this podcast. Go check him out on SoundCloud. Thank you all for listening, and remember that everyone has a story to tell you. Make sure you listen.